You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Mandira Banerjee from University of Michigan News Service, and today I'm talking to Brian Zechman-Fisher, assistant professor in the University of Michigan School of Public Health. He recently published a study that found that women with breast cancer, especially those who weren't good with numbers, made better follow-up decisions when they received the information incrementally rather than getting the information and making the decisions all at once, as is customary. Can you give us a little bit of background on how you developed this and what did you find?
We did a large survey of over 3,000 women via the internet. We asked them to imagine that they had been diagnosed with breast cancer and were trying to make decisions about how they might take treatments to prevent that cancer from coming back after they'd had their surgery. We gave them information about the risks and survival chances with multiple different types of treatment options. You can take medications like hormonal therapies, you can take chemotherapy, you can take both, you can take neither, and they have to choose between this large set of options. But what we did was we separated the participants in the study into two groups. One group got all the information at once. What we did with the other group, however, was to first ask them to only focus on one choice, hormonal therapy. After they made that choice, we then gave them more information about chemotherapy and helped them to see how chemotherapy compared to the first choice. And what we found was, particularly for the women who had a hard time in general thinking and dealing with numbers, those women, if they got the information all at once, they just got confused. For the women who got the information in that smaller doses, everybody was able to tell whether or not the treatments gave them large benefits or small benefits.
How do you think the findings about patient decision making, how can we apply this to other conversations between patients and doctors?
Well, there's lots of medical decisions that have this type of structure, where you really have multiple choices, and sometimes you can do more than one thing. Examples where somebody might have pain in their lower back, and they might be considering surgery, or they might be considering physical therapy, or pain medications, or all of the above. And instead of presenting everything all at once, our results suggest that if you just take it one piece at a time, people will find it easier to really decide, is this worth my time or worth my effort? Whether you're talking about surgeries, or you're talking about managing depression, or you're talking about managing complex diseases like diabetes, they all have this structure. So I think it has lots of applicability.
Can you describe an exchange between a patient and a doctor?
An ideal interaction between a doctor and a patient has a couple of key elements. One is that patients need to know advantages of each of the therapies, but also reasons why they might not want to do them. And sometimes therapies have some significant risks or side effects, and they don't provide very much benefit. And it might be appropriate for the patient to say, that is an option, but it's not an option I want to take right now. And if you only hear about the positives of treatments and don't also hear about the negatives, you won't necessarily realize that you're not going to get much for that intervention. The other thing I think is really important is to make sure that the patient's voice is heard. And so that means the patient needs to ask questions, and the doctor needs to make sure to ask the patient, is this what you want to do? Are you confident that this is the right choice for you? And make sure that it's a two-way street.
Is there anything that patients can do or say to get their physicians to convey the information in a simpler way?
Part of it is asking for it. Doctors don't always realize when patients are not understanding what they're telling them. So patients need to be willing sometimes to interrupt and say, hey, you just gave me a lot of information there. Can we go back a little bit and take this one piece at a time? And honestly, I think also being willing to ask directly and say, you know what, this is just a lot of information to absorb, especially if you're talking about a situation in which you've just learned you have something wrong with you. It may be very hard for you to absorb all the information you're getting. And being honest about that and saying, you know, I'm having a hard time. Can you do anything to take it slower or give me something to take away so that I can think about this and have more time? Break it down into smaller pieces might help patients to make better sense of what they're being told and make better decisions.
Zechman-Fisher studies how to improve risk communications to help patients make better health and medical decisions.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.